tonight. You can bring up anything. This is the third hour of the program, and it's your show. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's the Jerk here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And all
I wish I would have referred myself as the ignoramus or something.
You can next time if you like.
Okay.
Freetalklive.com is the website. All the features are free. We might rehash the conversation we just had a little bit, but we'll get to the phone calls. Wade is on the line in Mississippi.
No.
Wade, you're on Free Talk Live.
Evening, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Wade. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I tuned into y'all's show a couple of months back, and
yes.
I've listened on and off for a while. But y'all do have a really interesting show, so I want to give you guys credit for that. And,
thank you.
But one of the topics that I wanted to get on is something that y'all probably don't, and your listeners probably just have no understanding or know anything about, and it's a local issue on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. As y'all know, we got pretty much decimated by Hurricane Katrina back in 2005.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, to catch y'all up on what's going on, FEMA issued FEMA trailers to everybody that qualified for one, and they had formaldehyde issues, and now Mississippi Emergency Management Agency come up with a better solution called the MEMA Cottage, which is built to withstand 150-mile-an-hour winds. And they're actually a lot better than some of the houses that the people had before the storms. They're not very big. They're classified as trailers, but they're more of a modular home construction and design because of the 150-mile-an-hour wind rating. Well, MEMA decided it was cheaper to sell the cottages to the people that were living in them rather than, you know, pay the about $5,000 to $10,000 to move them back out and then figure out what to do with them after they were unoccupied. So a person could buy theirs for anywhere, depending on their income, from $317 all the way up to $13,000, and that's income dependent. So someone on a fixed income could actually pay $317 and have a one-bedroom house, so to speak. They range from one to three bedrooms, 500 to almost 900 square feet.
Okay.
The municipalities have decided that they don't want them there anymore, and the deadline is March 31st for those people in MEMA cottages to get out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the whole reason that it was considered a temporary program, and MEMA said, well, you know, these are such good structures, we're going to sell them to people, and the city said, no, we didn't want them here in the first place, we don't want to have them. Now, there are a few people that got their MEMA cottage and they're satisfied. They don't want to rebuild their house. They just want to live in their MEMA cottage. Well, the city said they can't do that. So looking towards March 31st, 2009, there's going to be anywhere between 200 to 400 people just in the two cities out on the streets.
Wow. Where are the homes? Are they? Where are the homes located? Are they like in a field somewhere or the... What's the actual physical location of these things? Is it at the state?
Is it on the people's property where the house was destroyed, or
usually it usually is on the person's property where their house was or where their house is, and they're still working on it. Now, probably about 85% of the people that have MEMA cottages are actively working to get back into their houses. But one thing that you have to remember is our 2000 census said that 25% of the population in Hancock County, Mississippi, was disabled. So that number, 25%, we'll just use that, you know, for instance, because that's a good hard census data number from almost 9 years ago.
Why are there so many disabled people in your county?
I don't know. That's
okay.
You know, that's what the census said. Those are people that listed themselves as disabled. And I won't even go on the disability issues where all of these businesses rebuilt after the storm and they're not ADA accessible to people in wheelchairs or blind. I won't even go into that whole thing. That's a whole other topic. But this topic's really pressing because there's 200 to 400 people, like I said, are fixing to be homeless because these cities basically didn't want to hear their complaints. And, you know, they're legitimately, most of them are really trying to get back in their houses, but they live on fixed incomes. Now, one thing to look at is the apartments that they had in that area before Katrina are mostly gone. And the apartments that have rebuilt and reopened, the rent has gone up from about $350 a month was about the average rent, from $300 to $800. Now it's between almost $700 to $1,500 a month for an apartment.
Supply's down and demand's the same, so therefore the prices are higher.
Right.
So basically,
right.
We've got the government of Mississippi, which provided the MEMA housing in the first place, now in conflict with the city governments. Is that essentially what's going on here?
Well, they're not in conflict with the city governments. What MEMA's agreed to do is they have agreed to move the trailer at the cost to the state. Well, I can't really call it a trailer, but move the cottage at the cost to the state to an area that the city deems permissible under the zoning regulations.
The MEMA slum.
Well, a lot of people still working in their houses, and the number of trailer park sites that are available within the cities have very, very limited space. There's no way to accommodate the trailers into those parks. And then they would have an additional expense by paying park rental fees to have those trailers moved there.
This sounds like a big mess. So,
it sounds to me like the cities are going to end up not being able to do what it is that they want to do. Like the sheer force of the numbers of people is going to put a stop to their.
You mean
evil
having
plan.
To throw people onto the streets?
Right. They're not going to be able to do that. And if people just stay in their trailers, which they will, if they're not done and unable to move and all that stuff, I think that you won't have as big of a disaster here as it sounds like it could be if everybody went the way the cities want them to. But it sounds like this is going to be kind of like the Real ID Act, where it's just not feasible, and they end up backing up off of
it. It'll be a stalemate. They're going to puff and puff.
But people do. Yeah, I mean, thank you for calling and letting us know about it. We have to know about it. But
keep us in the loop.
I think they're going to fail on this one.
Wait, will you keep us in the loop with what happens down there on this?
We'll definitely try to keep you guys in the loop. I also have a question.
Sure.
I volunteer at a nonprofit low-power FM radio station, WQRZ. You can Google our call letters. We were the only radio station that stayed up during and after Katrina. So we got, awards from the president and the governor and everything else. But how could we become an affiliate of your radio show?
Well, that's pretty easy. Just shoot me an email, and we'll talk about it.
Okay.
So send me an email at ian@freetalklive.com.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Well, thanks
dude. Appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Boy, talk about really getting your station on the map, being the only radio station to stay on the air when everybody
some
else
of that
is
has
off
to be
the
luck,
air.
And some of that has to have been hard work.
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, that's definitely hard work, gathering all that information, getting it on the air in a timely fashion. No doubt about it. So good on them. And absolutely, we'd be happy to have you carry Free Talk Live on. I don't care if you're 6 watts at night. And in his station, it's actually 100 watts, so it's not too shabby.
FM?
100 watts on FM, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, so 800-259-9231, that's the number. You can bring up anything. Last hour, we had a discussion about whether or not I'm pompous when it comes to talking about the Free State Project. And what I want to know is if you feel, and I'm not talking about you, Julia, but if you, the listener, agree with what Julia is saying, and that is that I am too harsh.
No, it's not that you always are. It's that sometimes when you talk about it, you come off as a jerk.
Right. So if I'm being a jerk about the Free State Project, perhaps you could provide me with some sort of suggestion as to how to improve upon my communications and persuasion ability. Because I'm a hard salesman, I guess, when it comes to the Free State Project. And the reason is, and I'm somebody who doesn't really normally appreciate hard sales. It's one of the reasons why when I was younger, I didn't want to work for Circuit City because I didn't want to get into selling in the way that they had going on at that time. I don't know if they still do it that way. But
They're pushy.
Right, I didn't appreciate the pushiness, but the fact is, I really do believe that I have the best product. So, I'm certain that what I have is the best solution for liberty in our lifetime. So, to try, to temper that belief system in some way, I mean, I'm willing to do it if you believe it will result in more recruits for the Free State Project. And I've asked you to give me this, to give me some sort of thing I can do.
Well, I think that it's a people skills thing for you. I think that this is where when Mark says that you don't get out enough, that factors in.
1-800-259-9231.
Now you pulled me and threw me under the bus.
Hey, excellent. I was thrown under the bus earlier. I didn't ask for this conversation.
So apparently it's people skills. If you've got any suggestions, because Julia, you don't actually have any suggestions for me as far as what I can do to improve. So maybe you might if you agree with her at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Give it to me. It's Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350. Market and plans vary by state, not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richland Hills, Texas, policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
The holidays are right around the corner. The crowds, the countless hours in traffic, finding a parking spot just to buy a gift you're worried they might not like anyway. How about surprising your loved ones with a gift they can use every day of the year? Give the gift of safety with security products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web for your spouse, your children, your coworkers, and more. When you purchase the perfect gift from PepperSpray.com, you'll receive 10% off just by using the coupon code GCN. What better way to say Merry Christmas than giving the priceless gift of safety and security from PepperSpray.com? Shop now at PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. PepperSpray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy holiday season.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar-powered generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar-powered generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231, that's 800-259-9231, and get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. Just dial the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI, 1-800-259-9231. And it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us, including Shrine of Female Listeners, dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Again, that's shrine.freetalklive.com. And appropriately enough, since we're talking about the Free State Project, might as well mention the Liberty Forum coming up here in 2009, March 5th through the 8th. It's a weekend in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the Crown Plaza Hotel, where hundreds of liberty-oriented people, liberty activists, will be joining together to have a good time, to socialize and to network and to attend panel discussions and keynote speeches and other speeches and have a little after-hours partying going on. And it's a great time. It was fun last year. We've been for the past 2 years and expecting this year to be great as well. The lineup of speakers, it is really impressive this year. People like John Taylor Gatto, Dr. Mary Ruart, Glenn Jacobs, Richard Heller, David Nolan, so many names. If you're in the Liberty Movement, certainly you've heard some of these. The full list is available for you at freestateproject.org/Liberty Forum. And you can come up here and you can see for yourself why it is that this really is the best movement for liberty. You can see it for yourself, so don't just take my word for it. Or if you've been upset at my words in regards to the Free State Project, come up and meet some of the more persuasive people that will be here at the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. It's a great opportunity to hear from, to actually meet in person many of the activists that you hear on the phone lines on this show. Dennis Goddard, who we spoke with last hour, he's probably going to be there. I know he's been at the last two. I'm sure he won't be missing this one. So many of the callers that you hear on this program are likely to be there in person, and hopefully you as well. We're going to be there broadcasting live the entire time, and you can get a 10% discount if you use our special discount code, which is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum will get you signed up. That's FreeStateProject.org/Liberty Forum. So, we're going to get right back to the calls here, and I just want to throw the invitation out. If you have any suggestions, if you agree with Julia's position that I am a pompous jerk sometimes when it comes to talking about the Free State Project, thankfully it's not all the time.
It's not necessarily talking about the Free State Project. It's more
about
like if other people don't want to or aren't necessarily on board, instead of... I feel like your method is too pushy. Like,
where I say,
well, you loser, have fun in loser land.
Hyperbole. What I say is, you know, best of luck to you. If what you want to do is stay where you are,
but you say it with sarcasm, and there was.
I believe that my option is the best option.
Well,
I mean, if that's the best option for them,
that comes off as jerky.
Well, so to have having a real.
How is being sarcastic in that way, like, well, have fun where you are, any different from see you later, losers?
I don't, it's not real sarcasm, though. It's honest. I honestly believe that if that's what they think is best for them, that's what they should do. I personally know that what's right for me and what's best for me is to be here surrounded by liberty.
And what's best for everyone else, too?
I believe that if they want liberty in their lifetime, if that's what they want, then I believe that the Free State Project is the best answer for that. But if that's not what they want, if what they want is to take care of their, you know, sick grandmother, or if what they want is to work at this great job that they have, then that's great. Then that's what they should do. And I've never crapped on somebody for having different priorities in life. Just don't tell me if what you're saying on one hand is that I want liberty and I'm willing to do anything for it, and then on the other hand you're saying, well, anything except move to New Hampshire, then I don't really believe that what you want absolutely is liberty. I believe that you have other priorities.
And that's okay.
And that's okay. That's all I've ever said is that that's okay.
I think that your opinion has changed a little bit on that, but I think that is your position now, and that's so.
My position has always been, I mean, it could be something else in the past. I don't recall exactly everything I've said in the past, but my position has always been that you should do what's right for you. You should follow your path in life, and if what your path is to stay where you are and do what you're doing
Julia's,
now, that's
right,
great.
Regarding this, because I distinctly remember some situations where people have talked about their family issues and sort of you've...
You can make family here.
Yeah, like it's been close.
Move them here.
Close to that statement.
If they're really your family, if they really care about you, they'll move here too.
Like they'll move to the Free State. Like, you know, statements like that have been made, and that's a tough thing. That's not about how much you care about liberty. That's about how much you care about your family, and that's a different issue.
Okay, well,
I'm not trying to jump on the Ian bandwagon because I know I'm pompous about the Free State Project too.
Well, okay, but if somebody is saying that their number one priority is liberty, then they really need to look at this.
I don't
if they're saying their number one priority is family, then that's great. Stay with your family and do what you're doing now. But if what you want is freedom in your lifetime and you're willing to do what it takes, then I firmly believe that the Free State Project is the best option. However, I have said on the air many a time that if you think I'm wrong about that and you have a better option you'd like to propose, I'd love to hear it. because I'm open to the idea that I'm wrong. I mean, that's not pompous, to be open to the idea that you could be wrong about something, to invite people to essentially rebut your belief system and to say, come on in, show us, call up, and tell us what it is that you think the solution is.
It sort of is. When somebody gets on, there's a disadvantage to arguing their side when it's our radio show. I mean, that's a common argue with us.
I'm not asking for an argument. I'm not asking for an argument. I just want them to propose what it is that they think is the right solution for liberty. If they've got a better idea, if there's something that we're missing,
you don't think that's going to be an argument? I mean, really?
I want to hear what it is.
The evidence, to some extent, is going to be, there's.
Somebody,
I don't
want to
argue Julia's side on this one, but what about the gentleman, Liberty Pyle, who called in, I don't know, it's been a week or two now, and he had some ideas that sucked on how he could get liberty.
What, talking to his family, you mean?
Yeah, he was going to spread the, he was going to educate people, and they would see liberty in our lifetimes, or something, I don't know. He was basically defeated on the idea of liberty, and it didn't. You know, he'd been here, he'd seen New Hampshire, wasn't good enough for him. Like, that turned into pretty much an argument and us lambasting. I feel because he was inconsistent and didn't make a heck of a lot of sense, but I'm sure he doesn't feel that that's the direction that it went.
Well, look, I don't know. Maybe you considered it an argument. I don't know if I necessarily did. If what you believe is that what you're doing is the right thing and that you've got the best path to liberty, then I say go for it. And if it turns out you were wrong, well, okay, here we are. We're still here, and we're still doing what we're doing here in New Hampshire, and you're welcome to join us. And as far as people proposing a better idea, I've never heard a better idea than concentrating activism. Now, I say concentrating activism. I believe that of the concentrated activism ideas out there, Freedom Ship, Free State Wyoming, Free State Europe, I believe that the Free State Project is the most mature, and I believe it's currently the best option of those options. If all of a sudden the Free State Wyoming membership explodes and they've got some real activism going on there, I'll be talking about how that's awesome.
We're going to report on it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Get it going on. Get people excited, and we'll be talking about it. But calling in and saying, well, I'm going to talk to my friends and family about liberty, and that's going to set me free. Okay. Let us know how that works out for you. Let's go to your phone calls. You can talk about whatever you want. And if you've got some advice for me as to how to be more persuasive, I'd love to hear it, because it's easy to critique. It's easy to say you're being a pompous jerk, but it's more difficult to actually give me some ideas as to how to fix that perceived problem. Let's continue here and talk to Eric in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Eric.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
As Richard's starting to pond, I think Ian does a great job of promoting the Free State Project. And besides that, did you guys hear about the Michigan governor, Jennifer Granholm, calling the U.S. Senate House un-American?
I have not heard this, but I'm sure you'll tell us about it. If you'll hang on, we'll bring you back. More with Eric here and your calls as well. Hank's on the line in New York. Your thoughts as well about anything at 800-259-9231. It's the Pompous Jerk Show. Free Talk Live.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Phase 1 of the Insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The Insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase 1 is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase 2 of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Are you tired of searching for Great Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there, and there are over 400,000 posts awaiting you. You can surf around and talk about serious issues, fun stuff. Whatever you want goes over at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Right back into your phone calls. We go back to Illinois, where Eric is going to tell us about a story in regards to the Michigan governor calling the Senate un-American.
Eric? Yeah, she was on a radio show this morning, I guess, and she called the Senate un-American because they didn't pass the bailout for them. And she's blaming them now for sending the country from a recession into a depression.
Yeah.
Well, I see.
It's going to, you know, this is, it's a you know, terrible thing, but essentially very human thing to do that, to, you know, form their words and their thoughts around what benefits them. It would benefit her greatly if there was a big three bailout. So, yeah. I say what she says is completely of no consequence.
She's just a politician, right? She's trying to sort of position herself for re-election, right? If she's the Michigan state governor and the Senate and the national level doesn't do what's right for Michigan, and that is hand billions of taxpayer dollars over to these car companies, then she can make herself look good by coming out and saying, damn it, that's un-American what they've done. Well, they're throwing Michigan under the bus here.
That's I think that even less so. So people, when bad things happen economically, and, you know, like the Clintons said, and it's very true, it's the economy stupid. When bad things are going on from that standpoint, there's going to be a change, in the politicians. So essentially, they'll kick out the old ones and bring in the new ones. If the new ones are Republicans, fine. If they're Democrats, fine. The people that make these decisions and the sort of the electorate, they don't really care.
Eric, your thoughts on the story?
Well, I mean, it's typical politician, you know, going out there and rallying for the state and trying to get, money for their programs and whatnot. But, mm-hmm. I mean, I think that step one of the attack, saying that they're un-American and using that rhetoric, You know, what does that even mean?
That's what I was just going to say.
Because they're not. I mean, it's silly. I mean.
Right. What does the word un-American mean?
Anything that anybody
yeah, apparently whatever you want
it's
to.
A disparaging comment that means
because
anything.
When I think about the term of someone being called like American, well nowadays what are Americans? You know what I mean? But
nowadays Americans are apparently socialists. So if they didn't vote for the bailout of redistribution, that does make them un-American.
Right.
So
the first thought when I heard that sentence to me was like, wait a minute, that seems actually American because you know when I think of that term, I think of the way the country was sort of set up to be, but now that I start thinking about it, well, it's been 200 years and things aren't really like that anymore. So I guess since socialism is in now, it really is un-American if you think of it in that terms. But I mean that word could mean anything.
Eric, any other thoughts?
That's about it.
Thanks for calling tonight, dude. Appreciate hearing from you. Glad you brought that up. 800-259.
Probably makes people feel really good though.
What?
Yeah, that's un-American. We're Americans. That's un-us. They're not looking out for us.
It's certainly un-Michigan car companies.
Yeah.
Right. Well, when you look at the sort of the labor unions there, you're looking at Democrats. And labor unions, I think, have the most patriotic bit in the Democrat Party. Mm-hmm. They have that working class, a flag, you know, kind of
blue
thing.
Collar,
yeah,
etc.
Yeah, they're the most patriotic of the Democrats that are out yeah. there, of the many.
They're not the snooty academic types.
The little different ones. Because the academics, you and I could probably talk to about what is a nation and what is nationalism and, you know, those kind of things. Whereas, you know, that kind of rhetoric isn't going to fly with the patriotic types.
We continue. Go to Norway. Also on an amp line, it's Marius. You're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, guys and gal.
Hey there.
It's been a long time since we heard from you, Marius.
Yeah, it's a whole week since you heard from me last time.
What's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I want to congratulate you, Ian, for being a pompous jerk.
Why are you trying to encourage me? Wait, what? Say what?
It's often a sign of being right. You have the correct ideas. So then you're often conceived of being a pompous jerk.
Julia's rolling her eyes. Don't encourage me, Marius.
Probably.
So what were you calling about tonight?
Second of all, for quite a couple of years now, we've had a big problem here in Oslo, which is the capital city of Norway, mm-hmm. of quite a huge number of prostitutes basically harassing guys in the main street of Oslo.
Our geniuses
in government has come up with a great plan to stop this.
Hmm.
And that is to ban purchasing sexual services altogether.
So prostitution heretofore has not actually been illegal?
Prostitution is legal. Basically, we have what is called the pimping paragraph, which is a law against renting out rooms to prostitutes. Now it will be banned to buy sexual services altogether.
So prostitution has been legal, and now as of very recently, you're saying it is now going to be illegal in Norway, or is it just Oslo?
Yeah, from the 1st of January in Norway, it will be illegal to buy sexual services. So prostitution will still be legal, but if you're the customer, then you'll be eligible for like 6 months in jail.
So let me point of clarification here.
I've got a question, too. All right, so it's a problem that guys are getting asked for sex in the streets in Norway?
Yeah, if you're on the main street of Oslo, where people...
Marius, we're losing your signal for just a moment. I'm going to put you on hold real briefly here, and I want to just flesh this out a little bit. And hopefully he's still there so he can hear what I'm saying. Marius, are you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
We had a little trouble with your phone there for a moment. So you said that pimping was illegal, yeah. Which means renting a room for a prostitute to use. Did I understand you correctly there?
That is illegal, yeah.
So hold on. Let me see. So you're saying if there's a third party involved or if it's the prostitute's house, can she do her business from her house? Is that considered pimping?
No, because from the 1st of January, then the customer will be a criminal.
Wait, okay, I'm still confused. I understand that on the 1st of January, prostitution that is selling sexual services will become illegal. But I'm talking about, like, right now. What's legal right now is you can sell sexual services, but you can't rent a room to sell sexual services?
Yeah, you can't. That's a catch-all paragraph.
So, essentially, you could not run a brothel in Norway. What you're saying is, Marius, you could not have a house where girls come to the house and guys come there and they have sex in the rooms and then business is transacted and then they leave. That is illegal, but the actual selling of
illegal. That's illegal.
That's
what's
pimping.
Legal now is that the girls walk the streets and they like meet their customers.
That's
and they
why.
Go somewhere and do their deed.
Then if I'm understanding this correctly, the reason why girls are walking the streets in Norway is because they can't do their business from a business location, right? So they couldn't have a brothel.
That's a good observation.
Hmm?
You're a sharp one.
Right, so it's the fact that pimping, so-called, is illegal that has driven the prostitutes into the streets to ply their wares and to find their customers, that has resulted in the harassment of these men, that has resulted in the new law to ban prostitution, which, of course, will do nothing to end prostitution, as all experience in the realm of prohibition has shown.
Marius, I want to hear what the harassment looks like. What's it like to get harassed in the streets of Oslo by prostitutes? I just can't imagine what this is like.
Like, imagine that you're out having some beers with your friends, and you're going, like, from the one place where you're having a beer, and then you go out to get some food, and then some girls come at you and try to have sex with you for money.
Why is that that big of a problem?
Consistent kind of way.
Why is that that big of a problem? I mean, I can't imagine that guys, being chased around for sex isn't that big of a problem, really.
If you say no, they probably go away, don't they?
It's not a big problem. If you say no, they go away.
Right. I mean,
they will be insistent, like.
Amazing.
You can say no one more time and they'll go away.
You'll have to let us know, Marius, if prostitution just disappears completely next year. I thank you for bringing that up tonight. It's a great conversation to point out how it is that prohibition just shifts the marketplace. The black market will be in effect, whether or not the government likes it. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need health insurance, you need to make this free call and see how the Mega Life and Health Insurance Company can help you. They specialize in helping the self-employed and individuals just like you who need flexible health insurance to get it. Don't take risks with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or an individual and you need quality family health insurance, call right now.
Call 800-524-1350, 800-524-1350. Call toll-free, 800-524-1350.
Market and plans vary by state. Not licensed in New York. Exclusions and limitations apply. North Richardson Hills, Texas. Policy series on file. Association group plans, where available, require association membership.
Toxic heavy metals negatively impact our health. They're in the air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, the products we use, and the objects we touch. Exposure is impossible to avoid. Heavy metals build up within the body over a period of time, causing poor health. However, with Kelorex, they can be mobilized and excreted in a safe and effective manner. Kelorex was developed based on Dr. Alan Greenberg's clinical experience with heavy metal poisoning during his 25 years of medical practice. Kelorex does not contain EDTA and is made from all natural ingredients, enhancing the body's natural mechanisms for excreting heavy metals and preventing their reabsorption. Kelorex contains antioxidants to protect the liver, kidneys, central nervous system, and immune functions, and effectively mobilizes mercury and 15 other heavy metals, including aluminum, arsenic, lead, and more. Find out what Kelorex can do for you by calling 1-800-675-4568 or visit us online at chelorex.com. That's kelorex.com today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro Qi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, your show, remaining moments, maybe enough time for your call at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features, they're completely free, so enjoy those on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can do that by learning how to promote the show. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com to get a laundry list of various different ways you can help this show get into more ears around the world and help spread the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls about what you want. It's Hank in New York. Hank, you're on Free Talk Live. Hank in New York, going once. Hank in New York, going twice. Let's try Benjamin in Michigan. Benjamin, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Julia, and Mark.
Hey, guy and girl. How you doing?
Benjamin, what's on your mind tonight?
Did the fellow who called about Michigan's governor happen to mention the deep irony about her calling something un-American?
I don't know if it got really too deep in that call, but what do you mean by
no,
that?
No, not too deep. She's Canadian.
That's interesting. Okay.
I just think it's hilarious that a Canadian would call someone else un-American.
Well, you could make the argument.
They're on North America.
That's true. Well, and you could make the argument that the people that that immigrate to the United States have to go through a very arduous, lengthy process that does involve a large amount of learning things about the country that many people don't know that were born here. So in many ways, a lot of people that do move here are in a lot of ways more American than people that were born here. I'm just trying to pull something out of
that fact.
Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I hadn't thought of that fact.
It was just a counterpoint. That's all. Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Officer Levitz in Minnesota. Officer Levitz, you're on Free Talk Live.
Officer Liberty, actually. How are you guys and girls doing?
Well, I don't know how they messed that one up. Officer Liberty. Our board ops normally ask people to spell their name, but I guess they just kind of jumped to a conclusion here. Doing great.
Okay,
on your mind?
Anyways. Just wanted to chat with you guys quick. If you remember the other night, you guys were talking about the Boston cops searching people going into transit.
Yes.
Okay. Obviously, I'm against that, as I'm sure you guys are. That's very unconstitutional.
Before you go on, now you say you're against it. But as a law enforcement officer, you are sworn to uphold the laws of the state that in which you reside, in which you are doing your business as a law enforcement officer. So if you were given a similar command, if you were given a similar order by your commanding officer, what would you do about that, Officer Liberty?
You know, Ian, that's a very tough question because on one hand, I can make the argument that, yes, I have a job to do and I have my bosses too, but also I have to follow the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. So I would like to think that I could tell my boss to shove it, but whether or not that's easier said than done is another question. So I don't know if I have an answer.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Faced with this.
Fair enough. But, go ahead with your point.
But I also just wanted to say that also, if you guys remember July in 2005 over in London, they did have some suicide bombers get on their subways and their buses. Now, we can argue all day about, you know, whether or not this searching people is doing anything as far as terrorism goes, but what other option do we have? Do we just not do anything and wait for another attack, or do we try to do something?
Well, my answer to that would be good luck doing it where the public's armed. I think that we should have a campaign to encourage people to carry handguns with them.
That could
help. Absolutely.
Of course, ending the foreign entanglements would be helpful as well, not bombing
so that
people.
Right, for ending the foreign entanglements so that people from other countries don't want to kill us.
Right, so as long as the U.S. federal government's over there killing people in other countries, there is always going to be the chance that somebody somewhere is going to set off a bomb in a public place. But I agree with Mark, and that is that having people armed and ready to take care of themselves in a situation like that is probably going to be the most likely deterrent, although even that is not necessarily going to stop someone from, you know, flipping a switch and blowing themselves up. If you're dealing with somebody who's willing to be suicidal, to do some damage in that way, no amount of armed citizenry is necessarily going to be able to stop them, because if they don't see the bomb, they're not going to know that something's going to happen. If you've got a trigger in your pants pocket and you just flip the switch on it in the middle of a subway platform, no one's going to have enough warning to do anything about it, period. And that's, again, where this whole situation with the searches comes into play. If they're really dealing with someone who's a terrorist, who is bent on doing destruction, no, it doesn't matter if they stop him. He'll flip the switch right there when they stop him. I mean, if you're on a busy subway platform, you're going to kill people there instead of inside the subway car, and you've killed people and you've incited terror, so you've been successful regardless of where you've triggered it. So even the police state can't actually do anything. So my point here is that all of the security theater is just security theater. It's not actually keeping anybody safe. It's just making people feel like they're doing something about it.
Exactly, and that brings us back to the point that the terrorists, they are creative, and they're always going to find ways to get around whatever we set up. You know, there's nothing we can do about that. But also, you know, do we just not do anything then? Do we give up? And that's the big question.
It's not giving up. It's just returning.
I wouldn't give up. What I would say that, a good patriotic American who cares about his liberty and the liberty of others should carry, a 9mm with them and cap somebody who's going to blow up a whatever conveyance. It doesn't really matter.
I mean, when you say give up, Officer Liberty, what you're communicating there, whether you intend to or not, what you're communicating there is that by infringing on liberty, we're not giving up, because that's what the government is doing. That's the government's solution to this so-called...
It's their only possible solution,
right,
really.
But that's what they're doing.
They govern things.
They're infringing on people's liberty, and there is no end point to this game. They will continue to infringe and continue to crack down until we're all living in a state of complete totalitarianism. So to give up on infringing on liberty, yeah, I'm all in favor of that. Let's reset and go back to having a state of liberty. As much liberty as we had 10 years ago would be nice. It would be a nice step in the right direction and advance to the point where we can have more liberty. I think that will do the most it possibly can to keep us as safe as possible. We can't count on government bureaucrats and destruction of liberty to keep people safe, because it just doesn't work.
I totally agree with both of your solutions there. Me personally, I carry a Ruger 45 with me when I'm just out on the town, because one, it's my right, and also I'm going to protect myself and whoever's with me. And I think everybody else should have a carry permit too. I think that's one of the best ways to deter deter crime is I would deviate
right there, Officer Liberty. I would say that a good American would carry without a permit.
Without a permit, yeah.
Because to get a permission is to ask, obtrusive state for permission to do that, and the Second Amendment gives me all the permission that I need, or it reinforces all the permission I need.
There you go. Officer Liberty, good hearing from you. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, as always. 800-259-9231.
I agree with the sentiments of it, though.
What? The sentiments of a permit?
Well, that someone carry.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. And in New Hampshire and in a few other places, you can actually open carry without a permit, which is kind of nice.
I don't like the idea of open carrying personally. I think it's a good political statement. However, why would I carry it on my hip?
People know you're armed?
Yeah.
I feel like that's more of a deterrent if people see people with guns.
Maybe. I don't know. I wouldn't make myself the target. If there were one armed guy in the bank that I was going to rob, he'd be the first person I shot.
I see where you're coming from on that. Hey, here's a quick story for you from the Daily Mail over in the UK, kind of going a different direction, and that is that they've been doing some studies on our furry friends, specifically the canine variety, dogs. It turns out that scientists have found that our canine friends are intensely jealous creatures, prone to a raft of complex emotions, just like us. They can feel the unpleasant pang of jealousy, as well as even pride, envy, and embarrassment. In particular, dogs hate to see their owners offering affection to other dogs and can suffer badly when a new boyfriend or girlfriend is brought home. Dr. Paul Morris, psychologist at the University of Portsmouth, said the emotion stemmed from a fear of being displaced. We're learning that dogs, horses, and perhaps many other species are far more emotionally complex than we ever realized. He told the Times they can suffer from simple forms of many emotions we once thought only primates could experience. He found that in almost all cases of jealous behavior, the dog tried to R-P-I-S-E, ripes their... Oops, I think that's misspelled, their owner away from a new lover in the early days of a relationship. Until recently, it was believed that most animals only experienced primary emotions such as anger, anxiety, and surprise, but new research suggests that dogs and some other animals can even experience embarrassment, empathy, or guilt. The dog study is the latest into several species, including cows, horses, cats, and sheep, which have shown that animals are far more self-aware than previously realized. In one example, they show some pictures here where they asked the dog to shake paw, and the dog shook. And then there's a dog sitting next to it. They asked that dog to shake its paw. The dog shook. They rewarded the other dog with food. After that, since the first dog didn't get food, after observing that the other dog got the food, the first dog, the one that didn't get the food, refused to give their paw again at that point and avoided looking at the experimenter. So they really are pretty wise creatures. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
How confidential is email? Consider this fact. In a recent survey of IT professionals, over 35% admitted to snooping through their boss's email. It's just one of the many privacy risks that come from relying on this aging technology. If such risks bother you, visit privacyharbor.com, a secure alternative that keeps messages private and beyond the reach of eavesdroppers. privacyharbor.com, because normal email is not secure.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Listener.